I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Lord, I started the show in a hat and a sweatsuit. It was a beautiful little outfit that I got from Spanx. It holds everything in and pushes everything up. I saw Oprah wearing it. It was one of her favorite things. So, of course, Jonathan, you know how I am about Oprah. So if Oprah got it, I want it too. You know, not just the money, but, you know, the clothes and stuff. Right. So I went ahead, Jonathan, and I bought that Spanx warm up suit. And I tell you what, every time I wear it, other women like me who love Oprah, they recognize that suit. Reverend Deirdre Heron Slack, I saw her out in the community and I was walking in my new Oprah sweatshirt and warm-up suit. And she was like, oh, that's that Spanx. Oprah loves that. That's one of her favorite things. I was like, girl, I know. That's why I bought it. Jasmine Stringer, same thing. I was at church in my little warm-up suit because it's a fancy warm-up suit so you can wear it to church. And Jasmine Stringer came right up to me. She was like, that's some Oprah's favorite things. I was like, yeah, I know. And so I had breakfast with my friend Kevin Berger this morning at Al's Diner in Dinkytown, which I had never been to before, but it was just a great little place. And I had on my little Oprah sweatsuit because I wanted to be cute, and I had on my little matching hat, and I had on my my boots, and I was looking good, honey, until the hot flashes started, right? And so I'm literally in the studio, and I don't know if Jonathan's going to start throwing dollars at me or call the police because I'm coming up out these clothes. I'm having a hot flash. And I know it's a hot flash because nobody else in the building suddenly felt that burst of heat. I'm 51 years old and this whole thing, Jonathan, is new for me. I got to get a book or something, or I got to bring some spare clothes because I'm about to offend you in a minute, but I cannot stay in all of this gear.
I have no words. I'm just... just here in the studio,
oh, Jesus.
Father God. Hoping that the Lord up above can help you with your ailment.
He is praying.
And I am averting my eyes so as to not offend anybody anywhere.
Okay, so I started off with the sweatsuit on, and then I took the hat off. I said, well, maybe if I take my hat off, I'm not going to be as cute because the hat is matching, but I'll keep my sweatsuit on, so I'll still be looking good with my boots. Well, then I had to come out of the top layer, the sweat jacket. I had to take that off, and I was like, okay, I'll take the sweat jacket off. I have my T-shirt and my undershirt and my bra on, so I won't freak Jonathan out too much. But I'm telling y'all, when I tell y'all I'm up in here hot, I'm fanning myself. And I have a pool of sweat in my back. I have a pool of sweat under my neck. My shirt is wet. Okay? It looks like somebody has just wasted a drink on me because my shirt is wet. So I have to take the top shirt off. So right now, poor Jonathan, y'all pray for him. Thoughts and prayers are needed because right now I'm in a tank top and a bra. The boots are off so far. The pants, he's making the sign of the cross.
I ain't Catholic, but I went to Catholic school. I know how to do the sign of the cross.
Baby, so far the pants
I'm not Catholic, but I know what I'm doing.
To stay on, but we still have almost 2 hours. You know, it would be nice, Jonathan, if we could open the windows. If we could open the windows and I could get a burst of cool air, maybe I could put some of these clothes back on. But I was in at the Boulevard this week having lunch with a friend of mine, Jay Picciano from General Mills. And there was some ladies across the table from me. And they were little retired ladies. They used to work at Travelers in customer service. And they were just such sweet ladies. And after Jay left, I just moved over there with them and sat and got to know them. And I said, ladies, you got to have a secret to this hot flash thing. And one of the ladies said, honey, I'm still dealing with it. I mean, Jonathan, I was at the boulevard. I had to set myself outside. I had to set myself outside because I was coming up on my clothes in the restaurant. I had a coat, a hat, a long sleeve shirt, an undershirt, and some pants. And by the time I left out of that, a hat, the shirt, the coat were all in my hand. I couldn't have it on. I got pools. I'm pooling. I'm ponding. I think like down south when we have a lot of flooding, we say, oh, the streets are ponding. I have ponding going on all over my body right now. That's flooding. I've got a flood going on in Shalettaville right now.
I don't know how to respond to this. I have no words for this. I don't know what to say.
I got to get some video. Because, see, it's one thing to hear him on the radio. It's another thing to see him making that sign of the cross. Because he don't even know what to do right now. Because he's like, what more can she take off, Jesus?
I'm done. I'm done with the holy holies. And I have no
rosary. You don't have any rosary beads?
I don't have any rosary beads. I don't have any Mary Magdalene necklaces or
nothing
pendants.
To grip. He got nothing to grip. He's got no fidgets, no grippers. He's just holding upon hope that no more clothes come off, that this thing
passes.
I'm just
keeping my hands in my pockets.
Head
and just
straight.
Standing at his attention.
Head straight.
I'm just standing at attention, just saying, okay, whatever needs to happen, needs to happen. But I don't know.
Okay,
what to say.
You got access to the text line. What phone number can people text a note to us too? There's got to be some ladies out there who have gone through this, who've got some natural remedies: eucalyptus oil, a Epsom salt bath, sit down in Indian style, drink warm water, salt water. There's somebody out there who knows something that I could be doing right now to get me through the next 1 hour and 45 minutes without HR coming in here and writing me up, because I got to take these clothes off.
I can't believe I'm saying this on 50,000 Watts. Please send your menopause help questions to 651-461-9226. If you have any suggestions to help with menopause, please text this number, 651-461-9226. I feel like I'm in one of those medical commercials with no reasoning or for help or any medication whatsoever. So I can't talk about the side effects because there are none, because I have no medicine for her.
Okay, and this is the funniest part of this is that I think that your help, your tips will help Jonathan probably more than me right now, because he just really need me to get some relief so that he can have some relief. So make sure, if you got to, please pull over, because your girl is going to need you. I got guests to interview. I got to stay focused. I got to make sure I get this weather right. I got to make sure I do my job over the next 1 hour and 45 minutes on the Shaletta Show. And I got to stay fully clothed while I do that. So I need your help. And I don't ask for help often, but I really need y'all to send us some texts in about things that I can do that will provide me some instant relief, because I can't be the first person going through this. Somebody's been through this.
So someone has texted on the line and they said, eliminate caffeine from your diet.
Oh,
that is helpful for down the road. That, unfortunately, listener, is not helpful for now. I thank you for the information, for the help. That is not helpful in this moment.
Okay, but I am going to do that, Jonathan. I'm going to write that down for later. So that's going to help me for later. But we need some help right now, because I promise you the whole HR team and my file are going to be up in the studio with me and Jonathan, because I've got to find something that will keep me from sweating and being too hot and wanting to take off all my clothes. Okay, you guys stick around. There is so much more fun and information to come on the Shaletta Show. Cause baby, it is too hot up in here. I am going through quote unquote the change. I think the medical term is menopause. I'm 51 years old and I came in here feeling fine, no problem. And then all of a sudden came over me a heat wave. And I had to unrobe and take my hat off and take my shirt off and take my undershirt off. And all I got left is a pair of pants and a bra on right now. I even had to take my shoes and socks off. So I am looking for help. Any relief that you know about that I can do right now. What's the number again, Jonathan?
Again, for your menopause tips, contact us at 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text for your help with Shaletta's menopause problem.
And for Jonathan's help, because he got to keep doing this show, we got Wendy from Faribault on the line. Wendy, please, girl, can you help me?
Miss Shaletta, I absolutely adore you, and I admire you. I worked in healthcare for 28 years, and I worked with special needs kids.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Anyway, ice pack on the back of your neck, on your chest, on your stomach, and roll up those silly little pants legs.
Okay. I like this, Jonathan, because you know what I have at my desk? Miss Wendy, I have some blue gloves. So what I can do is I can put some ice in those blue gloves. And I never thought about this. It didn't occur to me that I could put some ice in those blue gloves, tie a knot in the plastic gloves, and put them around my neck and roll up my pants. It never occurred to me to roll up my pants because I was getting ready to take off my pants. You have literally saved Jonathan right now, Miss Wendy.
Both of you deserve it. It's an adorable little soul thing going on, and I love it.
All right,
but
thank
ice,
you.
Ice works like a charm.
Okay, all right, Jonathan. That's what I'm doing in the next break. I'm gonna go up to my desk. I'm gonna get some gloves, and I'm going to put some ice in them, and I'm gonna put them strategically on my body. And instead of taking my pants off, which is what I was about to do, I'm gonna go ahead and roll them up.
Okay, we do thank Wendy for calling in and helping us out with this with this issue. We do actually have some other texts.
Okay,
we have a couple of other suggestions as well. Someone did also mention large cold ice packs.
Okay,
someone mentioned a drop of peppermint oil at the base of your skull. That seems to be something that could work.
Okay,
progesterone cream on the tummy. Progesterone. I have never heard that. Well, I don't know what that means, but
I know. Uh-huh. We good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then another one for maybe not for now, but definitely for storing later. Shaletta, start drinking soy milk for your hot flashes. I'm 62 and have been drinking it for years, and it has made a big difference. You need to be consistent with it. One glass a day will do.
Okay. So I got the soy milk. I'm cutting out caffeine. I'm getting the ice packs. I got the progesterone cream for my stomach, but then the peppermint oil is for the base of my neck.
Base of the skull.
Okay. Base of the skull.
So there you go.
Baby, we got some good stuff here. I'm running down to Target at the top of the hour, and I'm going to get some stuff because I got to go to the barbershop after this. I got to live after this. So I'm going to get my peppermint oil and my cream. Neither one of those require a prescription. I'm cutting out caffeine. I can get my soy milk while I'm down at Target. And then I can make my ice packs in the next commercial break because I got the gloves up there. I just put the cubes in the gloves and put them on.
And this is what you get from 50,000 watts of radio, everyone. This is what you get. We are here to help.
Baby, my people came to the rescue. Thank you, Miss Wendy, and everybody who sent. Because this is the thing. You know, you're going through this, and you think, okay, first of all, something is really wrong with me. Am I dying? Am I about to meet Jesus? I know him, but am I about to see him today? And then you realize that so many other women have gone through the same thing, and I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. What tips, what works, what strategies have you used that help you through this period? And so oftentimes, Jonathan, women don't talk about menopause. It's like a period. We don't want to talk about it because it's all hush hush and nobody's supposed to say anything. And, you know, you're supposed to keep quiet about it. But really, honestly, in order for me and my daughter and the next generation of women who gonna have to go through this to learn how to get through it successfully, folks like Miss Wendy from Faribault and everybody who texted in have got to share this information. So I'm writing my next children's book, Jonathan. But after that, I might have Miss Wendy and everybody who sent tips in. We might have to put together a little pamphlet, a handout, a manual of some kind so that we can work together to help women who are going through this menopause thing. I'm here to tell you. Okay. So and I promise you, I'm so discombobulated right now. It never occurred to me to roll my pants up. Jonathan, I was just ready to come right up out of him. Uh-oh, Jonathan's texting. I hope that's not HR. Lord, I hope it's... Jonathan, you know I already got a file. You know I be threatening my coworkers and stuff, and Corey Hepler and Adam Carter and Chad and everybody, Dan and everybody. They already got paperwork in the file. I don't want to add. I saw Jonathan text, and it was a real serious text, too, y'all.
I am no snitch.
I'm sure it was somebody from HR like, hey.
I am no snitch.
Is she really naked?
Nope.
Can you take a picture?
Nope. I am no snitch.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, how are you about traveling, Jonathan?
Not the best.
Okay.
Whether by plane or by car, I don't travel a lot, and I need to do much more of it. But especially by plane, I'm not the best.
Okay. I'm not either. I've got this trip coming up where I got to fly down to Lake Charles to do this MLK speech, and I really don't like flying. I don't trust it. I'd rather get in my RV before a quick trip like that. It just doesn't pay to get in the RV and have to drive all the way down there for 2 days for one event and drive all the way back. It's just quicker to do it by plane. But the last thing I needed, being afraid to fly, was to look up on CNN and see that this plane has had an emergency landing. What was going on? Because I was too busy in menopause to see what was going on with the plane, some kind of cabin pressure or something happened.
I'm going to have to look up the full story. I have seen the headlines on it, but I think what happened was it was an Alaska Airlines flight.
Okay.
And I'm not, I need to find out where it was
heading,
what it was going to, but it had to make an emergency landing in Portland last night because the door, the emergency door, got blown off of the, detached from the plane.
Okay, so wait a minute. No, see, that means that the sky, that I can see the sky, like the sky, the air, the clouds, Jesus and all the angels have real access to me. That is scary. So, oh my God, Jonathan, I'm looking at the pictures, and there's a big giant hole in the plane. Can you imagine being on a plane and all of a sudden, how does the emergency door just come open and the stuff falls down for you to breathe? That's not supposed to happen like that, Jonathan.
I'm not sure. I'm looking at one of the and it came down in Portland. One of my good friends is a news producer out in Portland. I didn't go to his station. I went to the Fox affiliate out there. But this is basically the story from them. An Alaska Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing at Portland International Airport on Friday night after a large section of the aircraft blew out midair.
In midair!
Dramatic photos sent to us by one passenger on the plane who wished to remain anonymous show a large section of the airplane's fuselage missing. At 7:26 Pacific time last night, Alaska Airlines posted on X or Twitter that they were aware of an incident aboard their flight, AS-1282, and said that they would release more information as it became available. The airline confirmed to KPTV, which is the Fox affiliate out in Portland, that 174 passengers and 6 crew members were aboard the
flight.
That
was a full plane. That was a plane full of people.
Yep, and it was headed from PDX, which is Portland's airport, to Ontario, California. So it departed at 4:40 and was back on the ground around 5:30.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do you do? I mean, because I'm sorry. When I get on a plane, I immediately go to sleep because I already don't want to be there. And I figure if I go to sleep, by the time I wake up, I'm where I'm supposed to be. But you're on a plane, Jonathan, and you hear a loud boom. And all of a sudden, you see the sky, the stuff is falling down, and you think Jesus is walking on the plane. I just start crying and peeing on myself. I already know what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I am probably frozen solid. I am frozen in my mind thinking, this is it. This is the end. It's over.
Yeah.
And I'm probably just not doing anything. I'm just a statue at that point. And you'd like to do something, but in that situation, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. You just hope that the plane gets down on the ground safely.
Because you ain't got no screwdriver, you ain't got another door, you ain't got a piece of metal under your seat. Yeah, There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you have the tools to do it. You need the door. If you don't have an extra door on the plane, it's not like the cartoons where it's like you said, someone pulls a sheet of metal out from underneath the seat and goes to work with a welding gun and gets it done in 3 seconds. No, this isn't a Looney Tunes cartoon or Tom
Wiley
and Jerry
Coyote.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Acme Construction Company. So instead of checking bags when I get on the plane in a couple of weeks, next week, I'm going to see if they won't let me bring just some sheet metal and some kind of welding equipment, because that's scary. That is so scary. I can imagine if you got your kids on there. And you're traveling and you think you're going somewhere and then something all of a sudden blows off the plane. I'm telling you, I thank God for that RV, because if I don't have to, I try not to fly. Okay, now listen, don't fly away, because we still got more of the Shaletta Show coming up. It is 1:35. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. Jonathan Lowe is here in the studio in downtown Minneapolis producing this thing. Al Shock is in the newsroom giving you the latest on news, information, and weather. Now, listen, we are starting off a new year, 2024. Lots of people have made lots of resolutions about things that they want to do better and different for their lives, for their family. Families, at work, in their relationships, at home. And something that kind of jumped off a few years ago is called Dry January. Not that people are saying, you know what, I have given up drinking, I'm never going to drink anymore. But Dry January is really taking off. It's kind of a thing where people decide, you know what, I'm just not going to drink for the month of January. And, you know, I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's great. Okay, do you, boo. However you're going to do it. But I'm wondering how bars and restaurants are handling folks who are not normally drinking. You may be a customer at a restaurant and they count on you to come in and order your food, but also order your drink, right? Are restaurants changing the lineup? Are they expanding the menu that they have and the options because of Dry January? And so I said, you know what? I don't know why I'm wondering, because I got a girlfriend who owns Urban Growler Brewing in St. Paul. And so I said, let me call Jill Pavlak. She is joining me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Jill, girl, I have come over to your place and I have drunk me up some serious brews, okay? The food is great. The ambiance is great. The atmosphere is great. But when I start seeing all these Dry January stories, I start wondering, you know, what are restaurants and bars and places like the Urban Growler doing to accommodate the customers who are coming in that would normally have an alcoholic beverage? Are you all changing up your drink menu for Dry January?
Yes. So we absolutely have noticed a change. And we don't just do Dry January anymore. I would say our mocktails have increased by about 10% of all our sales. So we're not just Dry January, we're mocktails all year round. However, for the month of January, we're adding a few things like a hot cocoa bar where people can order hot chocolate and put some fun little additions in it, crushed cookies, marshmallows, chocolate chips, caramel syrup, you name it, we'll get you all sugared up. We also have our signature mocktail. It's called a Nada Colada, which is very delicious. It's coconut sparkling water, pineapple juice, and fresh lime juice. And we also have kombucha. We can make any of our alcoholic seltzer cocktails into non-alcoholic seltzer mocktails. We have NA beer. We also have berry iced tea, lemonade. And for the month of January, we are featuring a mocktail called the Dry Mule, and we make our own honey cream soda.
Yes, and it's delicious. Can you stop right there? Put a pin, because you're talking too fast. That honey cream soda, Jesus has anointed that. That is delicious. That has been touched by the Lord above, girl. I love that. It's worth the trip. If you have not gotten to the Urban Growler in St. Paul, I'm here to tell you that honey cream soda is it.
Well, thank you. And it's loved by adults and kids alike.
I was
going
to say, my babies love it. My babies love it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes. And we also have fire rings, and there's nothing like having like a cup of soup out by the fire or a mocktail or a cocktail. And, you know, it's our mission to bring people together. So whether you're drinking, not drinking, whether you're flying solo or coming with friends or family, it's our mission to help folks connect. And that's why we're here.
Okay, so tell me this, because, you know, you've got your menu, you've got your thing that you're doing. Everybody knows the Urban Growler, the drinks, and you know, the menu that you have. But when you have to change it up for Dry January, what's that process like, you know, as a business owner to just have to change everything up? I know you like to accommodate your customers, and you listen, and you've got the suggestion box, and people come in. But, you know, there's a process. You got to buy more stuff. Yeah. You got to train your staff on how to make this stuff. That, you know, even good change is disruptive.
Yes, that's all true. And thankfully, we have a fantastic team that, you know, Deb and I, we've been in business 10 years now, and we have just an amazing team coming up with great ideas, because we know we are in an urban environment. Folks have a whole lot of choices, and we, you know, we are so grateful. We really hope people will continue to support their local favorites, because January is a tough time for bars and restaurants, you know, probably many small businesses, retail. So what we've been saying for years is we really appreciate supporting local, but don't spread the love too thin. Pick your favorites this time of year and really try to help those, some of your favorites from your neighborhood, get through these tough months.
And it is tough because folks are coming off Christmas, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
You done bought all the stuff that these little brats wanted and they don't appreciate, but you did it anyway because you want to be the good parent and you don't want them going back to school telling the teacher they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas. So you just spent all your money on that. And then what was left, you still got these bills. The first is coming. The first is coming, girl. That mortgage man is knocking at the door. So you've got that. And then, you know, on the heels of that, here comes tax time. But you all are still there. You're still doing your thing. And I just appreciate that Dry January and those options and how you just really changed it up. What are your customers saying when they come in and see all these new options at the Urban Growler for Dry January?
Well, it's been received with a lot of, some people are high-fiving, some people are hugging, and you know, we've noticed a change even in our own lives. You know, some folks will come in and just have maybe one beer, and then the second will be a mocktail or an NA beer. So we've definitely, like you said, we pay attention to what's going on in our community and in our own lives, and it really is about just coming out, coming together. We have shareables. You know, you don't need to drop hundreds of dollars here. We just want to see your faces. We want to see you connecting. We don't want to see people on phones. We don't have TVs. We just really want to bring people together. And thankfully, the community is all for it.
I am so glad, as a fellow woman in business, you know, the last time I was there, the place was full. People were enjoying themselves. They were eating. They were drinking. And it just warmed my heart to see the foot traffic in the door. What's business been like so far in 2024? I know we're only a few days in, but you can already feel it. You know, if things are going to be going good, if things are a little bit shaky, if there's a struggle, you know, how are things going so far in this new year for you?
Well, we will never just sit back and hope folks show up. We are trying to always come up with things to get people here. We just had a beer poking. I don't know if you know what that is.
Okay, girl, you got the backup. See, you got the backup. I've never heard of this before, but I won't in. It sounds fun, so I won't
in. It's really fun. It is so fun. And we did one last Saturday because that can typically be like a slow time. And we had fire rings and people come outside with their beer, and we put a hot steel rod in it, and it, like for our lovely porter, it just adds this amazing warm caramely head to the beer, and then the beer doesn't get hot. It's just warm, a little warm.
It is 1:35. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. Jonathan Lowe is here in the studio in downtown Minneapolis producing this thing. Al Shock is in the newsroom giving you the latest on news, information, and weather. Now, listen, we are starting off a new year, 2024. Lots of people have made lots of resolutions about things that they want to do better and different for their lives, for their families, at work, in their relationships, at home. And something that kind of jumped off a few years ago is called Dry January. Not that people are saying, you know what, I have given up drinking, I'm never going to drink anymore. But dry January is really taking off. It's kind of a thing where people decide, you know what, I'm just not going to drink for the month of January. And, you know, I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's great. Okay, do you, boo, however you're going to do it. But I'm wondering how bars and restaurants are handling folks who are not normally drinking. You may be a customer at a restaurant and they count on you to come in and order your food, but also order your drink, right? Are restaurants changing the lineup? Are they expanding the menu that they have and the options because of dry January? And so I said, you know what? I don't know why I'm wondering, because I got a girlfriend who owns Urban Growler Brewing in St. Paul. And so I said, let me call Jill Pavlak. She is joining me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Jill, girl, I have come over to your place and I have drunk me up some serious brews, okay? The food is great. The ambiance is great. The atmosphere is great. But when I start seeing all these dry January stories, I start wondering, you know, what are restaurants and bars and places like the Urban Growler doing to accommodate the customers who are coming in that would normally have an alcoholic beverage? Are you all changing up your drink menu for dry January?
Yes. So we absolutely have noticed a change, and we don't just do dry January anymore. I would say our mocktails have increased by about 10% of all our sales. So we're not just dry January, we're mocktails all year round. However, for the month of January, we're adding a few things like a hot cocoa bar, where people can order hot chocolate and put some fun little additions in it, crushed cookies, marshmallows, chocolate chips, caramel syrup, you name it. We'll get you all sugared up. We also have our signature mocktail. It's called a Nada Colada, which is very delicious. It's coconut sparkling water, pineapple juice, and fresh lime juice. And we also have kombucha. We can make any of our alcoholic seltzer cocktails into non-alcoholic seltzer mocktails. We have NA beer. We also have berry iced tea, lemonade. And for the month of January, we are featuring a mocktail called the Dry Mule. And we make our own honey cream soda.
Yes, and it's delicious. Can you stop right there? Put a pin, because you're talking too fast. That honey cream soda, Jesus has anointed that. That is delicious. That has been touched by the Lord above, girl. I love that. It's worth the trip. If you have not gotten to the Urban Growler in St. Paul, I'm here to tell you that honey cream soda is it.
Well, thank you. And it's loved by adults and kids alike.
I was going to say, my babies love it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes. And we also have fire rings, and there's nothing like having like a cup of soup out by the fire or a mocktail or a cocktail. And, you know, it's our mission to bring people together. So whether you're drinking, not drinking, whether you're flying solo or coming with friends or family, it's our mission to help folks connect. And that's why we're here.
Okay, so tell me this, because, you know, you've got your menu, you've got your thing that you're doing. Everybody knows the Urban Growler, the drinks and you know, the menu that you have. But when you have to change it up for dry January, what's that process like, you know, as a business owner to just have to change everything up? I know you like to accommodate your customers and you listen and you've got the suggestion box and people come in. But, you know, there's a process. You got to buy more stuff.
Yeah.
You got to train your staff on how to make this stuff. That, you know, even good change is disruptive.
Yes, that's all true. And thankfully, we have a fantastic team that, you know, Deb and I, we've been in business 10 years now, and we have just an amazing team coming up with great ideas, because we know we are in an urban environment. Folks have a whole lot of choices, and we, you know, we are so grateful. We really hope people will continue to support their local favorites, because January is a tough time for bars and restaurants, you know, probably many small businesses, retail. So what we've been saying for years is we really appreciate supporting local, but don't spread the love too thin. Pick your favorites this time of year and really try to help some of your favorites from your neighborhood get through these tough months.
And it is tough because folks are coming off Christmas. right?
Yep.
And
yep.
You done bought all the stuff that these little brats wanted and they don't appreciate, but you did it anyway because you want to be the good parent and you don't want them going back to school telling the teacher they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas. So you just spent all your money on that. And then what was left, you still got these bills. The first is coming. The first is coming, girl. That mortgage man is knocking at the door. So you've got that. And then, you know, on the heels of that, here comes tax time. But you all are still there. You're still doing your thing. And I just appreciate that dry January and those options and how you just really changed it up. What are your customers saying when they come in and see all these new options at the Urban Growler for dry January?
Well, it's been received with a lot of, some people are high-fiving, some people are hugging. And you know, we've noticed a change even in our own lives. You know, some folks will come in and just have maybe one beer, and then the second will be a mocktail or an NA beer. So we've definitely, like you said, we pay attention to what's going on in our community and in our own lives. And it really is about just coming out, coming together. We have shareables. You know, you don't need to drop hundreds of dollars here. We just want to see your faces. We want to see you connecting. We don't want to see people on phones. We don't have TVs. We just really want to bring people together. And thankfully, the community is all for it.
I am so glad, as a fellow woman in business, you know, the last time I was there, the place was full. People were enjoying themselves. They were eating. They were drinking. And it just warmed my heart to see the foot traffic in the door. What's business been like so far in 2024? I know we're only a few days in, but you can already feel it. You know, if things are going to be going good, if things are a little bit shaky, if there's a struggle, you know, how are things going so far in this new year for you?
Well, we will never just sit back and hope folks show up. We are trying to always come up with things to get people here. We just had a beer poking. I don't know if you know what that is.
Okay, girl, you got the backup. See, you got the backup. I've never heard of this before, but I won't in. It sounds fun, so I won't
in. It's really fun. It is so fun. And we did one last Saturday because that can typically be like a slow time. And we had fire rings and people come outside with their beer, and we put a hot steel rod in it, and it, like for our lovely porter, it just adds this amazing warm caramely head to the beer, and then the beer doesn't get hot. It's just warm, a little warmed up, and it's just I don't know how to describe it, but just sort of like a winter wonderland in your mouth, and you are just like, people were laughing and smiling, and it was just so exciting. And the really cool thing was everyone that came up with their beer, and one of our staff, Katie, was putting the hot rod in their beer, and I was asking, did this event bring you here, or were you planning to come anyway? And they said, oh no, this event brought me here. So I'm grateful for our amazing team coming up with ideas, getting the community excited. And Deb and I were out in the beer garden from like 1 till 5:30, our faces hurt from smiling, and it just was like just a blast. So I hope we do it again. I'm sure we will. But we have Anne Bancroft, the explorer, donated firewood for our beer garden. So we have this amazing, beautiful, famous firewood. And we have these fire rings going, you know, usually in the afternoons into the evening. So if people are coming earlier than that, let us know. We'll get a fire going for them. And we're just, Shaletta, we're entering our 10th year. So we are just, that's how we feel. And we're just so grateful that we're still here. We survived some really tough times, and it's because of the community. And we always had the core value community, but we've added the words power of community because it was the community that kept us afloat for the years of COVID. And it's the community that keeps us engaged. It's the wind beneath our wings, blah, blah, blah. It's the community that gives us the chicken skin, the goosebumps. It's just, we're so grateful. We are so incredibly grateful. So we hope people will come out and check out what we're doing in our 10th year. And, We have a beautiful beer garden. We're adding a stage outside this summer. So
yeah, I saw
hopefully
that.
We can get you up on that stage.
Girl, now you know you got to get me up on the stage. Okay, now you got to tell people because I'm getting DMs and texts right now. Like, she needs to say where she is. We want to get over there and try some of those cocktails. What's this honey stuff you're talking about? So you got to tell everybody where you are and give them the website so they can take a look on the way. Because I know me, when I'm going to a new place, I'm like looking on the website as I'm heading in that direction.
Yes. Well, one thing I will tell you, you will not just stumble upon us. You need to put us in your Google Maps or something.
It is intentional, girl.
Yes. But once you find us, it's not so hard. We are in an industrial neighborhood, just 6 blocks north of University. We're in between Raymond and Crete and Vandalia.
Mm-hmm.
So just trust us. When you're going to be driving down Hamden Street and you're going to be off of University and you're going to be like, this can't be right. Go another block or two and you'll see our beer garden lights.
Yeah.
And just trust us. We're back in this neighborhood. This neighborhood is called the Creative Enterprise Zone. You'll see beautiful murals as you drive through here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the tagline of the creatives in this neighborhood to make it here. So we're making it here as craft brewers, we have glass blowers, we have ceramic makers, and you name it. So it's a very cool neighborhood. It's only getting cooler by the minute, and we're just thrilled we landed here. So you would just take 280 or 94 and find this little industrial quadrant on the north side of 94, and we're on the east side of 280.
And it's right off the highway. You don't have to go very far at all.
Not far.
Yeah, not far at all.
Yep.
And I found it.
If you took the green line, you would get off at the Raymond station and then just walk down Raymond or walk down Hamden.
And you're right there. And I found it. Parking was great. Again,
yes, we have lots of parking
and the friends. And, you know, I just, you know, it seems like everybody there is family. You know, we were sitting across from people and they started talking. I walked up in somebody's event because you got some event space. I walked up in that because they had some cookies and I wanted a cookie. And the next thing I know, I was part of the party, Jill. So
you were wonderful. It was so fun to have you here. That was a great group of women networking that day. But yes, we do have an event space. We also distribute our beer and our hard seltzer cocktails to liquor stores in the Twin Cities, and we're also on tap at some bars and restaurants. So that is our hope that we will be in every liquor store in the state of Minnesota by 2030. So can you help us out with that?
I got you. I got you, girl. I got you. And I'm so grateful that you took some time away from the Urban Growler to spend some time with us. Happy dry January to you. We've been talking to Jill Pavlak of Urban Growler Brewing. Y'all get on over there in St. Paul and support this local woman-owned business. We'll be right back. It is 1:52, and I appreciate every woman who has sent a text message or called the station to give me some tips on how to deal with hot flashes because I'm going through menopause and I am practically undressing before Jonathan's eyes. I don't know if he's going to call the police or pull some dollars out and make it rain up in here because I am ponding. I have pockets of sweat in my back, in my neck, under my arms, all over my body. And you all have been such a great help. I didn't even think about it. Ice packs. I've got blue gloves at my desk, so I've been able to take some ice, put it in there, cool down. Somebody else said, and Jonathan and I working. We're not thinking, we're working. Thinking and working are two different things. Somebody else said, get a fan. Me and Jonathan looked, there's a fan in the corner. We never even thought, Jonathan, to turn the fan on. That's
panicked
been
minds miss the simplest things.
What'd you say? You over there undressing. I'm not thinking about a fan.
Panicked mind.
And folks are still calling in, they're texting in. Do we have any new tips, Jonathan? Because what I got right now is peppermint oil at the base of my skull, progesterone cream, cut out the caffeine, which, you, like you said, is not going to help you right now. Drink soy milk 1 glass a day. We're doing the ice packs. And then you said somebody sent a note about fans. The fan is plugged up. All we got to do is turn it on and turn it toward me. We weren't even thinking about that fan.
Yes, and there was one more tip from the text line.
Okay.
For hot flashes, what has helped me is that when you feel a hot flash coming on, take a deep breath, hold it in for about 5 seconds, exhale and see if it helped. Repeat as necessary. It's suggested, or it's supposed to cool you from the inside out. Or maybe it just takes your mind off of it, possibly, as well.
Okay.
Regarding the progesterone cream, that same texter said it also helped, but please do research. Please do some research
okay.
first before starting anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the what we can do now without the research is the peppermint oil. We're doing the ice packs. We're going to turn the fan on. And then we'll check on the research with the progesterone cream. No caffeine, soy milk can, you know, they're going to be good. But, yeah, this has been an adventure. See, you didn't even know. You thought you were coming to work. You didn't know you were going on an adventure. It's like Pee-wee's Big Adventure up in here. It's like a roller coaster. It's dips and twists and turns and all kind of cool stuff's going on.
I'm not a doctor. And I don't really want to play one on the radio either. Just saying.
What was that commercial? That was a commercial or something. It was a stay at the Holiday Garden Inn or the Hilton
It was a series of commercials. I think it was a Hilton. No, was it a Hilton? I'm trying to remember I remember the series of commercials. I just can't remember the hotel chain itself. But it might have been a Holiday Inn Express. That's
yes,
what it was.
Holiday Inn Express.
Holiday Inn Express, yes.
And people were doing surgery. They were writing prescriptions. They were all up in the emergency room. They were lawyering, and they were like, are you a lawyer? No, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last week.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm good. It's all good.
There's another set of commercials for, I think it's, I can't remember, it's a streaming service. I think it might be Hulu.
Uh-huh.
But basically, you watch a lot of TV shows on a certain subject, and you're supposed to be an expert on that subject. So, like, I can do all this property stuff because I watch a lot of HGTV. It's like, I don't know about that.
Not so much. And, you know, you hear people all the time. It's so funny because they say, oh, yeah, I know how to do it. Let me show you. And you're like, wait, did you go to school for this? No, but I watched the YouTube clips. I'm like, you cannot be YouTube professoring me. Don't turn into a YouTube professor on me. I need a real somebody who knows how to do this. No, thank you. No, thank you that you watched the YouTube video. I appreciate it. But Lord, so what's going on with Taylor Swift? Apparently, somebody's way out of line, out of pocket, and getting all up in Miss Swift's business. And I don't know if they're starting trouble or if they're onto something. What's happening?
I don't know. I just saw a headline. We have CNN on here in the studio, and there was a sub headline on their graphics page, on the graphics package on the TV, that talked about a New York Times article that has apparently opened up questions about her sexuality. I have no idea where this is leading. I have no idea where this is going. I have not read the story. I do not know personally, but it seems like her entourage, her business associates, they're not happy with this.
No, why are they? What is going on with the New York Times? Because Taylor Swift has a whole boyfriend, Travis Kelce. And I need to do some research on this because this sounds like a hit piece. I'm going to have to check this out. Y'all know sometimes these New York Times people, they no bueno. Okay, more bueno, more Shaletta Show coming up. Y'all stick around and don't go anywhere. It is 1:52, and I appreciate every woman who has sent a text message or called the station to give me some tips on how to deal with hot flashes because I'm going through menopause and I am practically undressing before Jonathan's eyes. I don't know if he's going to call the police or pull some dollars out and make it rain up in here because I am ponding. I have pockets of sweat in my back, in my neck, under my arms, all over my body. And you all have been such a great help. I didn't even think about it. Ice packs. I've got blue gloves at my desk, so I've been able to take some ice, put it in there, cool down. Somebody else said, and Jonathan and I working. We're not thinking, we working. Thinking and working are two different things. Somebody else said, get a fan. Me and Jonathan looked as a fan in the corner. We never even thought, Jonathan, to turn the fan on. That's
panicked minds miss the simplest things.
What you say? You over there undressing. I'm not thinking about a fan.
Panicked mind.
And folks are still calling in. They're texting in. Do we have any new tips, Jonathan? Because what I got right now is peppermint oil at the base of my skull, progesterone cream, cut out the caffeine, which, is, like you said, is not going to help you right now. Drink soy milk 1 glass a day. We're doing the ice packs. And then you said somebody sent a note about fans. The fan is plugged up. All we got to do is turn it on and turn it toward me. We weren't even thinking about that fan.
Yes, and there was one more tip from text line.
Okay.
For hot flashes, what has helped me is that when you feel a hot flash coming on, take a deep breath, hold it in for about 5 seconds, exhale, and see if it helped. Repeat as necessary. It's suggested, or it's supposed to cool you from the inside out. Or maybe it just takes your mind off of it, possibly, as well.
Okay.
Regarding the progesterone cream, that same texter said it also helped, but please do research. Please do some research
okay.
first before starting anything.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the what we can do now without the research is the peppermint oil. We're doing the ice packs. We're going to turn the fan on. And then we'll check on the research with the progesterone cream. No caffeine, soy milk can, you know, they're going to be good. But yeah, this has been an adventure. See, you didn't even know. You thought you were coming to work. You didn't know you were going on an adventure. It's like Pee Wee's Big Adventure up in here. It's like a roller coaster. It's dips and twists and turns and all kind of cool stuff's going on.
I'm not a doctor. And I don't really want to play one on the radio either. Just saying.
What was that just commercial? Saying. That was a commercial or something. It was a stay at the Holiday Garden Inn or the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah,
it
was. It was a series of commercials. I think it was a Hilton. No, was it a Hilton? I'm trying to remember I remember the series of commercials. I just can't remember the hotel chain itself. But it might have been a Holiday Inn Express. That's
yes,
what it was.
Holiday Inn Express.
Holiday Inn Express, yes.
And people were doing surgery. They were writing prescriptions. They were all up in the emergency room. They were lawyering, and they were like, are you a lawyer? No, but I've stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last
yes.
night. So yeah, I'm good. It's all good.
There's another set of commercials for, I think it's, I can't remember, it's a streaming service. I think it might be Hulu.
Uh-huh.
But basically, you watch a lot of TV shows on a certain subject, and you're supposed to be an expert on that subject.
Ah.
So, like, I can, you know, do all this property stuff because I watch a lot of HGTV. It's like, and, I don't know about that.
Not so much. And, you know, you hear people all the time. It's so funny because they say, oh, yeah, I know how to do it. Let me show you. And you're like, wait, did you go to school for this? No, but I watched the YouTube clips. I'm like, you cannot be YouTube professoring me. Don't turn into a YouTube professor on me. I need a real somebody who knows how to do this. No, thank you. No, thank you that you watched the YouTube video. I appreciate it. But Lord, so what's going on with Taylor Swift? Apparently, somebody's way out of line, out of pocket, and getting all up in Miss Swift's business. And I don't know if they're starting trouble or if they're onto something. What's happening?
I don't know. I just saw a headline. We have CNN on here in the studio. And there was a sub-headline on their graphics page, on the graphics package on the TV, that talked about a New York Times article that has apparently opened up questions about her sexuality. I have no idea where this is leading. I have no idea where this is going. I have not read the story. I do not know personally, but it seems like her entourage, her business, her associates, they're not happy with this.
No, why are they? What is going on with the New York Times? Because Taylor Swift has a whole boyfriend, Travis Kelce. And I need to do some research on this because this sounds like a hit piece. I'm gonna have to check this out. Y'all know sometimes these New York Times people, they no bueno. Okay, more Shaletta Show coming up. Y'all stick around and don't go anywhere.